RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, Headline News and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news for the headlines. Chinese government offers assistance to identify Uyghurs joining MIT. The Center for Indonesia Strategic Development initiatives to provide basic health care in remote areas. Indonesian government targets 5 million Muslim travelers in 2019. Now the news in detail. The Chinese government has announced it will help the police in Central Sulawesi identify Chinese citizens from the Uyghur ethnic group in Xinjiang province who have infiltrated Indonesia to join the East Indonesia Mujahideen or MIT terror group led by Santoso in Poso, Central Sulawesi. Central Sulawesi Police Chief Brigadier General Rudy Sufariadi said they had received notification from the Chinese government regarding the arrival of many Uyghurs wishing to join Santoso in Poso. Rudy visited China earlier to coordinate with the Chinese government and traveled to Xinjiang province to observe the conditions of the community there. The social conditions in Xinjiang, he said, were similar to those in Indonesia where militant groups had emerged. Police said they had identified 6 Uyghurs that had joined the MIT group, 4 of whom were killed during a skirmish with police and Indonesian military TNI personnel working together in Operation Tinombala. Rudy said 2 other Uyghur members, identified as Kohar alias Malik and Abdul, had now left. The dead have been identified as Farouk alias Magalasi Bahtusan, Nurentin alias Abdul, Joko Uyghur alias Turang Ismail, and Somron alias Son Haji. The Center for Indonesian Strategic Development Initiative will send 44 university graduates to improve primary health care in remote areas of Indonesia. As with earlier participants of the Center for Indonesia Strategic Development Initiative or SISDI Pencerah Nusantara program, the youth will be placed in community health centers across 9 regencies from South Aceh to West Papua. The head of the SISDI Supervisor Board, Diah Saminarsi, said that the 44 graduates, the first batch of students to participate in the Pencerah Nusantara program, will fly on May 9th after they have completed a training program held at the Lampung Cultural House in the Taman Mini Indonesia Indah TMII Cultural Park. Based on the experience of previous Pencerah Nusantara participants, the graduates will likely face some challenges. SISDI Program Management Coordinator Olivia Herlinda said that the training provides an overview and prepares the graduates for the one-year service. She said during a recent SISDI Pencerah Nusantara discussion, community health centers in remote areas always lack doctors and or nurses. The reason for the lack of medical workers is that doctors rarely want to work in community health centers. The Indonesian government aims to attract 5 million Muslim tourists from the Middle East and other parts of the world in the next 3 years, more than double the 2 million expected this year. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said that Indonesia, which has become a top tourist destination for travelers from Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC countries, would provide more halal tourist destinations to further lure more tourists from the region. The government would introduce halal certification for foods and hotels in major tourist destinations so that Muslim tourists would feel at ease when traveling in the country. Halal tourism is a travel concept that provides services in line with Islamic regulations. The government has carried out efforts to improve the country's halal tourism, such as by forming a team tasked with promoting halal tourism and preparing 10 halal tourist destinations, including Lombok, West Sumatra, and Aceh, according to Tourism Ministry Marketing Director General Sapta Nirwandar. Sapta added, several improvements will be made to public facilities with the addition of prayer facilities and washrooms. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. State-owned lender Bank Mandiri said it would cut its lending rate by 25 to 50 basis points to follow the central bank reducing its benchmark interest rate, or BI rate, and to help boost the country's economic growth. Bank Indonesia has cut its BI rate 3 times this year, from 7.5% to 6.75% earlier this month. Corporate Secretary of Bank Mandiri, the country's largest bank, Rohan Hafaz, said on Sunday that the bank would take steps toward adopting low-interest policy. With low interest rates, the bank hopes to improve its intermediary function. Rohan said the performance of the bank would not be affected with the adoption of low-interest policy, as the bank also is expected to gain more source of cheap funds. Currently, the bank already adopted single-digit interest policy by funneling more credits to small and medium enterprises with lending rate of only 9% a year. An archaeological site containing a structure that appears similar to a temple has been found in Ngemplak district in Boyolali, Central Java. The site and other ancient items were found in a rice field belonging to Soleh and Sumarno, who kept digging up the site despite requests from the Cultural Heritage Preservation Center to stop. Sumarno said that he had found the structure near the location where he previously found 2 statues and 2 reliefs. He said he has reported the findings to the Boyolali Statues Museum. Gutomo, head of the Preservation and Development Division at the Cultural Heritage Preservation Center of Central Java Branch, said that based on their preliminary findings, the statues originated from the 8th century. Gutomo said one of them is a Nandaswari statue. Chinese ships left the port of Qingdao on Saturday to take part in naval exercises off the coast of Indonesia. Chinese Ministry of Defense said a week after a dispute between the two countries over contested waters in the South China Sea. In a notice posted on its website www.mod.gov.cn, the ministry said the Chinese Navy flotilla will hold joint blue water training and conduct disaster relief exercises with 16 nations, including Indonesia, the United States, and Russia. The exercises run by the Indonesian Navy will begin at Padang and nearby islands on April 12th. Last week, Indonesia attempted to detain a Chinese trawler it accused of fishing in its exclusive economic zone in the South China Sea, prompting the Chinese Coast Guard to intervene. Tensions have been rising in the South China Sea as China continues to reclaim land and stake claims over vast swathes of an important shipping corridor. Several Southeast Asian countries have overlapping claims in the area, including Vietnam. The last item, The Indonesian government aims to complete the establishment of a single tourism management authority for Lake Toba in North Sumatra among the country's priority tourist destinations by the end of the month. The single authority would be the first established among 9 selected destinations, including the Thousand Islands in Jakarta, Morotai in North Maluku, and Tanjung Kelayang in the Bangka Belitung Islands. The establishment would be in the form of presidential decree, currently being finalized by the Law and Human Rights Ministry. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said previously that one of the main problems hampering the development of some tourist areas was overlapping authorities overseeing the same area. The body would have an authoritative right over 500 hectares of land around one of the world's largest volcanic lakes, while it would also have coordinative authority over 300,000 hectares in the tourist spot in cooperation with local administrations. The body's area of development would include the construction of infrastructure such as roads, a port, access to clean water, internet, and the development of key natural and man-made. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Chinese government offers assistance to identify Uyghurs joining MIT. The Center for Indonesia Strategic Development Initiative to provide basic health care in remote areas. Indonesian government targets 5 million Muslim travelers in 2019. That was the news.
See the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
A wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled Ahead of Jakarta Election 2017. Jakarta regional head election to choose a new governor and a deputy governor will be held in 2017. However, speculation and activities relating to the right candidates to lead the capital have already begun. Indeed, although the candidates for governor and vice governor have not been determined definitely, a number of names had emerged approaching the election in 2017. Incumbent Governor of DKI Jakarta Basuki Cahayapurnama alias Aho is still the strongest candidate among a number of names ranging from political party leaders, businessmen and religious leaders to entertainers. Even much earlier, some other regional heads known to have shown good performances in their respective cities such as Bandung Mayor Ridwan Kamil and Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Harini have also been considered when worthy of competing with the Aho in 2017. To contest in the election, gubernatorial candidates can use two mechanisms, namely independent or individual channel and political party. According to Law No. 8/2015, candidates for governor and deputy governor are proposed by a political party or coalition of political parties supported by at least 20% of seats in the Regional House of Representatives (DPRD) or 25% of the accumulated accusation of valid votes in the general election of Legislative Council members in the regions concerned. Whereas the independent candidates in the province with a population of more than 6 million up to 12 million people such as Jakarta must be supported by at least 7.5% of the population. Several candidates have already approached political party considered to be able to support them in the 2017 gubernatorial elections. A number of parties with or without conditions also begin to approach candidate considered when worthy to be supported. Some people had even begun to set up a comment post and collect Jakarta residents' ID cards to meet the condition for supporting an individual candidate. Various pullings on the accountability of particular candidates have also been held. The so-called netizens are competing to show their support for certain gubernatorial candidate on social media. Printed and electronic media will not miss using this moment to raise the issue of election. Many TV stations have conducted such programs such as dialogue and open debate among gubernatorial candidates' support groups on television. Jakarta is a city that has a mandate for people of Indonesia. The capital city is considered to be a prestigious place for some cycles to start and continue a career, business, and education. You are not really a successful man if you have not conquered the prestigious Jakarta. But behind the magnetic power, Jakarta, like other major cities in the world, stores a lot of problems. So it takes a strong person to be able to conquer it. Hopefully, the election in 2017 will run safely and peacefully and produce the best governor and deputy governor for Jakarta. Listener, that was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Focus, daily news and events.
Listeners, it's nice to be with you again in our regular program Focus. The theme of today's focus is to overcome the overload capacity of the financiary. The parliament and the government will revise the trap of criminal law. Sant penitentiaries have already exceeded the capacity of the prisoners. As a result, some cases of chaos were allegedly caused by excessive number of convicts. Thus, the House of Representatives, DPR, and the government will revise the draft criminal law. One of the chapters to be revised is the social criminal law, which is expected at least to be able to reduce the problem that occur in the correctional institutions. In regard to the proposed revision of the criminal law and discussion of social crime, a member of Commission 1 at DPR, Arsul Sani, said that the social crime stipulated in the draft of the criminal law has been understood by the members of the Standing Committee of the Criminal Law Draft. Although not defined in detail, the members of the DPR agree in principle that the social crime must be present in the criminal legal system in Indonesia. In the draft, the criminal social work is imposed a maximum of 240 hours for convicted person over the age of 18 years and 120 hours for convicted under 18 years old and is given to the convicted person under penalty of 6 months imprisonment or relatively minor crimes. Meanwhile, Minister of Justice and Human Rights Yasona Lawli says that if there will be public crime, there is also alternative crime. This means that the criminalization can be restorative justice or it focuses on the creation of condition of fairness and balance to the offender and the victims themselves. So people who had problems with the law do not have to go to jail or pay a fine. Executive Director of the Institute for Criminal Justice Reform, ICJR, Supriyadi Widodo Edisono says that the lack of capacity in prisons bring about harms to the correctional institution and inmates, especially a problem coaching. According to record of ICGR, the lack of capacity in the number of prisons is alarming. The population of the prisoners in the prison since 2004-2011 has doubled from 70,500 to 144,000 prisoners. However, this is not matched by capacity improvement and improvement of existing penitentiaries. Meanwhile, criminal law lecturer of Parahyangan Catholic University, Agustinus Pohan, says that the idea to implement social crime in Indonesia is actually too late. According to him, the system of the Dutch colonial law, which was based on the enforcement of a legal system in Indonesia, has changed. Although the idea is late, Agustinus Pohan still supports the revision of the criminal law, especially social criminal matters. But for cases of corruption and drugs, he insists that it is not applied in the social crime, because social crime is granted to the convicts in minor cases. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, to inform you some headlines of national newspapers published in Jakarta on Monday, 28 of March 2016. Well, we start from Kompas newspaper. In its headline, Kompas write, business apps grow rapidly. In a country that has many problems, applications will grow rapidly. Young people are eager to create a means of solving problems with the use of digital technology. However, potential problems will emerge. The case of conventional taxi driver protest against application-based cab last week is just one case among hundreds of potential problems. Some people who met and contacted by Kompas last week said that the economy sharing cannot be damped again. This business model continues to grow and more adopted. Professor of Management, University of Indonesia, Renal Kasali, says that the economy share is inevitable because it makes the activity to be efficient. Thus, the government should facilitate the change. Well, Media Indonesia newspaper writes social financiary or LP failed to manage itself. The arrest of drug dealers who control the illicit business of the social financiary of Malabero, Bengkulu, proves that the penitentiary failed to manage itself and to carry out its function in fighting against drugs. The National Narcotic Agency of Bengkulu Province arrested Edison Irawan, alias Acheng, in a Malabero prison and found evidence of plastic bag that contained methamphetamine in the cell of a drug dealer. The arrest was responded by strong resistance of agents manned by Burnin the prison. As a result, 5 people were killed on Friday night. Chairman of Commission 3 of the House of Representatives DPR, Bambang Susatyo, said the incident reinforced the assumption that the social penitentiary becomes one of the weak points in fighting jointly against drugs in the country. He added that the symptom of the penitentiary failure in fighting against drugs has been obvious for a long time, but the government has not earnestly faced it. Various drug cases revealed in a number of penitentiaries indicate that many parties in the Ministry of Justice and Human Rights, in particular those who are on duty in the penitentiary, had become part of the syndicate of drugs. Well, listener, when with the Tempo newspaper in headline, Tempo writes, corruption on apps reveal sumber waras. Corruption in the procurement of uninterruptible power supply apps or a store of electrical power purchases uncovers the original purchase of a sumber waras hospital in 2014. Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, is investigating alleged corruption purchase of the hospital, while the apps corruption case worth 161 billion rupiah is being tried with the defendant, Alice Usman, the former head of education section of West Jakarta sub-department. Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama accused Jakarta Parliament to have slipped UPS project because there was no discussion with the government in budget 2014 regional change. The allegation of Governor Basuki was uncovered in the letter of Chairman of Commission E of the 2009-2014 period of Democratic Party Pirmansa. Listener, those were some headlines of national newspaper published on Monday 28, 2016.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to News in Brief. The Chinese government has announced it will help the police in central Sulawesi identify Chinese citizens from the Uyghur ethnic group in Xinjiang province who have infiltrated Indonesia to join the East Indonesia Mujahideen MIT terror group led by Santoso in Poso, central Sulawesi. The Center for Indonesia Strategic Development Initiative, SISDI, will send 44 university graduates to improve primary health care in remote areas of Indonesia. As with earlier participants of the SISDI Pencerah Nusantara program, the youth will be placed in community health centers across 9 regions from South Aceh to West Papua. The Indonesian government aims to attract 5 million Muslim tourists from the Middle East and other parts of the world in the next 3 years, more than double the 2 million expected this year. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said that Indonesia, which has become a top tourist destination for travelers from Organization of Islamic Cooperation (OIC) countries, would provide more halal tourist destinations to further lure more tourists from the region. State-owned lender Bank Mandiri said it would cut its lending rate by 25 to 50 basis points to follow the central bank reducing its benchmark interest rate or BI rate and to help boost the country's economic growth. An archaeological site containing a structure that appears similar to a temple has been found in Ngemplak district in Boyolali, Central Java. The site and other ancient items were found in a rice field belonging to Soleh and Sumarno, who kept digging up the site despite requests from the Cultural Heritage Preservation Center to stop. Chinese ships left the port of Qingdao on Saturday to take part in naval exercises off the coast of Indonesia, Chinese Ministry of Defense said, a week after a dispute between the two countries over contested waters in the South China Sea. The Indonesian government aims to complete the establishment of a single tourism management authority for Lake Toba in North Sumatra among the country's priority tourist destinations by the end of the month. That was news in brief.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI, World Service, Voice of Indonesia, present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's World Cultural Heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello
listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to North Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listeners, if you like a challenge activity, you can try rafting activity. The best location of rafting in Indonesia is at Limanga River in North Sulawesi. Its location is precisely at Timbukar Village, Sonder Sub-District, Minahasa Regency. The distance is around 30 kilometers from Manado City, the capital city of North Sulawesi. You can use land transportation. More interestingly, you can enjoy not only rafting but also sightseeing the beauty of nature. Listeners, to enjoy rafting at Limanga River, you have to go to Timbukar Village through Hamlet, which consists of Minahasa typical house, state house, or wooden story house. Besides Hamlet, you will be also through clove or durian plantation. Arriving there, you will meet some rafting operators. Limanga River comes from many springs so that its water never recedes. But in rainy season, you have to be careful because the volume of water will increase. The line of the rafting at Limanga River reaches 12 kilometers and takes in 2.5 hours. For rafting here, you must pay 150,000 until 200,000 rupiah per person. Rafting at Limanga River, you must wear life belt and helmet. During rafting, you will pass through many rapids. The characteristics of rapids on this river are at level 3 and 4, but on the rainy season, the rapids are at levels 5 and 6. Although the grade level that is high enough, the river is safe enough to be forbid because many locations are found water floods. So that if the boat to the upside, the rescue effort is easy to do. There are many rapids in the river Limanga. Some well known is the Golden Gate, which is the first major rapids to be encountered. The rapid is marked by high cliffs. Besides, there is a challenge rapid, namely Goodbye. This rapid reaches 4 meters with high difficulty level, and rafting trip ends at Tangkune Village, South Minahasa Regency. Listeners, along rafting you will see shade trees at the forest and plantation which shade Limanga River. And there are also birds which are drinking or perching on the trees. Surrounding by shade trees, this area has fresh air. Around Limanga area, there is land which is quite flat and can be used to set a tent if you want to stay at night. That was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Berlibur ke Semarang, which in English means Holiday to Semarang. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Berlibur, berlibur, which means vacation. Tiket pesawat, which means airline ticket. Beres, beres, which means be ready. Hotel, hotel, which means hotel. Sewa, sewa, which means rent or lease. Mobil, mobil, which means car. Berangkat, berangkat, which means to leave. Jam 8 pagi, jam 8 pagi, which means 8 a.m. Jam 6 pagi, jam 6 pagi, which means 6 a.m. Di bandara, which means at the airport. Repot, repot, which means be busy. Pemeriksaan, pemeriksaan, which means inspection. Memakai, memakai, which means to use. Jam tangan, which means wristwatch. Ikat pinggang, which means belt. Telepon genggam, which means cellular phone or mobile phone. Tas, tas, which means bag. Memperhitungkan, which means to consider. Waktu, waktu, which means time. Taksi, taksi, which means taxi. Now, listener, we give you an example of conversation entitled Berlibur ke Semarang, or in English means Holiday to Semarang. The conversation is between Anita and B. Ani in front of the house. They plan to holiday in Semarang. Anita, apakah tiket pesawat ke Semarang sudah beres? Apakah tiket pesawat ke Semarang sudah beres? Which means, have you booked airline tickets to Semarang? B. Ani, tiket pesawat, hotel, dan sewa mobil di Semarang semua sudah beres. Tiket pesawat, hotel, dan sewa mobil di Semarang semua sudah beres. Which means, I have already booked airline tickets, hotel, and car rental in Semarang. A. Nita, bagus. Jam berapa pesawat berangkat? Bagus. Jam berapa pesawat berangkat? Which means good. What time does the plane leave? B. Ani, pesawat berangkat jam 8 pagi. Pesawat berangkat jam 8 pagi. Which means the plane will take off at 8 a.m. Jam 6 pagi, kita semua sudah harus tiba di bandara. Jam 6 pagi, kita semua sudah harus tiba di bandara. Which means, so, we have to arrive at the airport at 6 a.m. A. Nita, baiklah, baiklah, which means, alright, kita harus memperhitungkan waktu. kita harus memperhitungkan waktu, which means we have to consider the time. Jangan sampai terlambat tiba di bandara. Jangan sampai terlambat tiba di bandara, which means don't be late arriving at the airport. Karena jalan menuju ke bandara biasanya padat pada pagi hari. Karena jalan menuju ke bandara biasanya padat pada pagi hari, which means because the access to the airport is usually crowded in the morning. B. Ani. Benar. Benar. Which means you are right. Supaya tidak repot pada waktu pemeriksaan, lebih baik tidak usah memakai jam tangan dan ikat pinggang. Supaya tidak repot pada waktu pemeriksaan, lebih baik tidak usah memakai jam tangan dan ikat pinggang. Which means, in order not to be busy at the luggage inspection, we are better not wearing wristwatch and belt. Telepon genggam juga sebaiknya dimasukkan ke dalam tas. Telepon genggam juga sebaiknya dimasukkan ke dalam tas, which means the mobile phone should also be put in the bag. A. Nita. Baiklah, besok kita ke bandara bersama naik taksi. Baiklah, besok kita ke bandara bersama naik taksi. Which means, alright, we will go to the airport by taxi tomorrow. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. I'm Hernita. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I'll present you to Rinto Harahap, who is more commonly known as the composer in Indonesia. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Bunga Sedap Malam by Rinto Harahap.
Engkau berduka. Memang kamu bunga yang sedang bersemi, tapi bukan bunga sedap malam. Cinta yang ku beri di hatimu, cinta suci yang sejati. Bunga yang ku tanam di hatimu, sayang, petit layu. Oh, oh, oh. Bukannya bunga petit layu, bukannya bunga harum layu, bukannya bunga sedap. Sedih lagi, sedang malam indah begini. Hei, senyumlah, jangan kau bersedih. Hati kecil ini tak pernah berdusta padamu lagi. Sedang bersemi, tapi bukan bunga sedap malam. Cinta yang ku beri di hatimu, sayang, sungguh cinta suci yang sejati. Bukannya bunga harum layu, bukannya bunga sedap malam.
Listener, Bunga Sedap Malam is one of the songs composed by Rinto Harahap, which was popularized by I.I. Sugianto in the 1980s. At that time, people tend to enjoy pop music genre. Bunga Sedap Malam then brought back by Rinto with Kroncong genre. As a composer who has produced many songs, of course, it is not difficult for Rinto to sing the song well. Bunga Sedap Malam is only a metaphor of falsity love, as the scent of bunga sedap malam, or tuberose flower, that can only be felt briefly. Listener, Rinto Harahap started his career in the music world with the Mercy's group, which was founded in 1969. Initially, the group consisted of Erwin Harahap, the elder brother of Rinto Harahap, Renold Panggabean, Rizal Arsyad, and Iskandar. Although the band undergo personal changes, the group grabbed glory in the 1970s. The Mercy's band, a lot of songs were hits at the time. There are a lot of Indonesian popular singers by singing the songs of Rinto's composition. Among others, Nia Daniati, I.I. Sugianto, Edi Silitonga, and Christine Panjaitan. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Bila Kau Seorang Diri, by Rinto Harahap. Happy listening.
Bila kau seorang diri,
ada di sana. Segelas anggur merah dia akan bercerita tentang dunia. Apa saja
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.